Saturday night, and it's our first intermission, and it's time now for this week's edition of the Picks from the Park. And pretty good week last week for you, buddy. You got three of those four NFL games, right? So you got a few bonus points there, and you got two out of three on your hockey picks, too. So, you know, all in all, not a bad week for you.
You know, my record's getting a lot better after our winter break, and, you know, great week last week. Pretty sad the Vikings lost, but it's been a really good, got a lot of my picks right.
Where do you want to start?
Let's go to Division 3.
Okay.
Endicott at Salve Regina. I hope I pronounced that right. Endicott is struggling a bit on offense. Mazur is playing really, really well. But the other team players on the team aren't giving him much help. You know, he's playing really well, but everybody else needs to, you know, bring it up a little bit, in my opinion. Salve has a solid offense, have a great front three with Arizun, Udall, and McLean. I think they have a really strong offense. Endicott, they have a great defense. O'Brien doing a nice job in goal. Flip side, Salve Regina has a solid defense. St. Jean is a solid goaltender so far this year. I think the winner is going to be the home team, Salve Regina.
Salve has played in the national championship game a couple of years ago, and they're one of the best teams in the nation again this year. They fell off a bit last year, but have had a really nice season so far this year, nationally ranked. They're a really good club. Endicott's kind of an interesting story because they were really, really good. They're a young program, and they were really, really good for their first couple of years, and then they've kind of fallen off a little bit here. They've started to crawl back up a little this year, but Salve's got a good club, and they're really good at home.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely win this game. Next up, we've got NHL, the Coyotes at the Oilers. The Coyotes have a solid offensive core with Clayton Keller, Phil Kessel, and Nick Schmaltz, Carl Soderberg. The Oilers have a great offense. McDavid and Draisaitl, they're playing insane, as they have been all season. They're kind of carrying the team. But, you know, their offense also has some other players that are putting up solid numbers and are playing very well, like Nugent Hopkins, Cassian, James Neal, playing a lot better than he did last season. The Coyotes have a good defensive players, Ekman, Larson, Goligoski, Demers. They're playing really well. Kemper is a solid goaltender this season. The Oilers are solid on defense. I really like Darnell Nurse. And I think the winner of this game will be the Oilers because that offense is unstoppable.
It's just so interesting to me how the Oilers, without making a lot of dramatic changes from their roster last year, have basically done a 180 and now are a playoff team. Granted, the Pacific's kind of a weak division, but the Oilers are in the thick of things. There's a really good chance that they're going to make the postseason. And it's all because they have the best player on the planet in Connor McDavid. He's the, you know, the straw that stirs the drink, the engine that makes it go, however you want to put it. And I still have not bought in on Arizona. They've got some good individual players like Taylor Hall and Phil Kessel. Darcy Kemper's playing well. I get all that. But I'm not buying in on Arizona, so I think I'm with you. I think I like Edmonton.
Yeah, Edmonton, just their offense is just incredible. Lastly, we've got Division I hockey, Minnesota State at Bowling Green. Minnesota State have a great offense. McCallis is playing out of his mind right now. He's playing so well. Bowling Green have a solid offense as well. They have a lot of players putting up great numbers. They're a really good scoring team. Minnesota State have the best defense in Division I. McKay's goaltending is out of this world. He is just an incredible goaltender. This defense is, in my opinion, the best in Division I right now. Bowling Green have a solid defense. The goaltending is struggling a little bit, and I think that Minnesota State is going to win this game on the road.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Mankato's got a really good club. Mike Hastings, since he's been hired as the head coach there, has done some amazing things with that program, kind of taking it from a middling program to one of the powerhouses, not just in the WCHA, but in the entire country. And, you know, I think they're one of the best teams in the nation again. I think they're, you know, they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. I think they have all the tools there to make a long run. And, you know, I don't blame you one bit for taking Mankato, even if it is a road game.
Yeah, their defense is just so good. Best in the country.
So Salve at home in Division III, Mankato on the road in Division I, Edmonton at home in the NHL.
Yep.
All right, let's talk NFL. Conference championship games this weekend. Who do you like?
Starting the NFC for this. 49ers, Packers. I got to pick the Niners. They played really well against the Vikings, and they're such a good team. On the other hand, AFC. All right, Titans. They have been playing really, really, really well in the playoffs. But and Derrick Henry, you know, he's been playing.
He's a special back.
He's incredible. He's carrying that team. I mean, their deep. Okay, their defense is really good too, though. But on the other hand, they are playing a very, very strong team in Kansas City. I mean, we saw what Kansas City did to Houston this weekend.
They put on a show.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we'll spot you 24 points, Houston, and we're still going to blow you out.
I mean, you know, that game was very entertaining to watch. I think this will be a close matchup, but I've got to pick the Chiefs to win just because I feel like the Chiefs' offense is going to, I think they're going to overpower the Titans' defense.
I'm with you. I think the two home teams win this week. It's been fun to watch Tennessee progress. You know, and they take down a couple of the pillars of the AFC in New England and in Baltimore. But I just don't know if it's awfully difficult to go on the road as a sixth seed and win three playoff games to get into the Super Bowl. And I have a hunch their run ends here.
Yeah. Well, with the Titans, I think that if they can get a little bit of help on the defensive line and another receiver, I think that they will be, you know, judging by how they've been playing lately, I think they could be a contender next year for the Super Bowl if they get a couple positions cleaned up.
I think you can say that about a lot of teams in the NFL, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. All right, so we'll see how all these shake out, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, talk to you later.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.